From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah. He's the Islamic State's financial minister, as well as another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men, already in jail on separate terrorism-related charges, were charged with being a part of that plot. Burundi's foreign minister says his government will take action to end the crisis that erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain Enya Mitwe's comments follow talks this week with the European Union. He says while Burundi's government did not get the expected results from the meeting, it appreciates what he called the frank discussions. This is VOA News.